Wow. Every bit of what we have to be thankful for is a praise note unto our God. It's a reason for our praise. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise for our worship team this morning. Amen. Somebody might be saying, you know what? I think I'm going to join that choir this morning. I'm going to join that choir this year. I'm going to participate somewhere in the life of the church this year. I see you squirming. I ain't calling no names. I know you belong where you belong, but that's between you and God. Amen, lights. I come by to tell you this morning, they can use you. Amen. God, no. God can use you. God can use you in 2023. Amen, lights. God can use you in, let's say this. God can use me in 2023. Wow. In spite of me, God can use me in 2023. You know what that's going to do, though? That's going to stop a lot of complaining. That's going to stop a lot of complaining when I let God use a wretch like me. And I see my own faults, I see my own challenges, and I see that I'm not perfect. But God still uses me in 2023. Wow. So God, speak to our hearts today as your word goes forth. May it not return unto you void, but may it be a user-friendly word that's going to keep me from defaulting to my own self. Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I realize, oh God, that I have a lot to do with it because you have given us so very, very much. Scripture declares the life that we have in the godliness and all of his righteousness. And this morning, oh God, we are here just to declare to the world that you are the God of our salvation, and we are going to live out all of who you are in the reality of our faith. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord, for this journey even to this point. Thank you, oh God, that we have chosen to dig in and have some traction in our faith and move forward into all of your divineness that is in Christ Jesus. We bind the enemy of our faith, and we trust you and trust you alone. We believe you. That you have begun a good work in us, you will be faithful to complete it. Have your way, O God, with this your servant. Use us for your glory, for your honor. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. In the NRSV, New Revised Standard Version, says, "For we are what?" Now let y'all get my drift. The NRSV. Okay, listen to what I'm going to read. It says, "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand," listen, "to be our way of life." That's the New Revised Standard Version of the same scripture that you were trying to read to me. But I chose that one primarily because it speaks volumes to us. It incorporates all of what God wants of us. All of who God is. The plan of God. Everybody looking for a new plan in 2023, and we rolling out those plans for all sorts of things. But God has a purpose. God has a plan. And you got to prioritize that purpose and plan and enter into 2023 appropriately. Thank you, Urshas. Thank you so much. Y'all get Urshas a hand clap of praise. Eh? And all of you look good this morning. Amen, lights. All of you look good on the first Sunday of the year. It's appropriate that we find ourselves here. I mentioned to myself up here, I said, "Choir, y'all sure sound strong back there." Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the choir. They were strong in their praise efforts this morning. I want to use for our subject this morning, and throughout the year you're going to be hearing this: Christ and me in 2023. Let me say that again, because you might not be here next Sunday. Christ and me in 2023. For some, that could mean that I began my journey with Christ in 2023. I abandoned myself and became a co-laborer with Christ. I declared my citizenship in 2023 with Christ. All of these many years I've been going to church, I've just been just doing that. But in 2023, I decided to follow him even closer. Reverend Keys, I'm going to try to get out of here in just a minute because I know we got about 10 minutes, and y'all know me better than that, but I'm going to see what God's going to do. Christ and me, 2023. First thing popped out to me on that passage of scripture was God has redeemed the good, the bad, the ugly of our lives. for this journey. God has redeemed me. I am redeemed in 2023. When something is redeemable, it has value. And in our case, we have been redeemed by the blood, bought purposes of God, given us his son, his only begotten son, our Savior, Jesus, the one who was and is to come, the author and the finisher of our faith. That God has given us this Jesus. Scripture says, if any man be in this Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away because I have been redeemed by the blood. I got new life. I got new liberties. I got the pursuit of happiness forever before me. But I must trust God in this life in order that these things might be fulfilled. And trusting God is being obedient to what God has to say. And I don't know about you, all of us have some areas of corrections to make in that. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And in the light of all of this knowing about myself, the potential that lies in me is far greater than where I am right now. Woo! He brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. I don't know about y'all, if y'all be honest with yourself. Has he brought you from a mighty, mighty long way? Already. He's proven. He's proven. Some of y'all ain't gonna use no other detergent but that one that has proven itself, right? You'll find fabrics. I'm not going to put that stuff on my fine clothes. And we'll go to the extreme to make sure you got it on standby. Because you never know. You never know when you're going to need it. So you make sure that you have it available. Let me share this with you again. God has redeemed, given value to the good, the bad, and the ugly in order that his purpose might be fulfilled on our journey. How many of you can truly say you are on the journey? The Christian journey, the spiritual journey. Well, here's some things that Paul makes us aware of in this journey. He makes it clear, crystal clear to us in this whole scenario of Ephesians chapter 2. He says, you were. Not you are. You were means that you was. He said you were dead in trespasses and sin. In other words, when you were operating in the ways of, listen, in the ways of the world, that's an example of where you were. Dead. trespassing and sin. He says, even your nature, you are simply a child of wrath and disobedience. In other words, that this is what you did. This is what you practiced. This is how you rolled. This is what you participated in without even any effort. Without any effort, you were like those in the world. And you followed, listen, a spirit ruler of that world. How many of you following Jesus part-time? Sometimes you ain't fully got it yet. So you got one foot in the graveyard because you was dead, and then you got one foot toward life. How many of you are reckoning with that life? I ain't gonna call it out. Y'all know what you do better than anybody. Till the preacher come around. He's struggling too. But the reality is, he has also understood that this grace of God, this grace that saves me from this tormenting spirit of the world that wants to keep me down. He's understood that the Spirit of God does make a difference. While the world spirit, and y'all just call it what it is, y'all know, y'all, we got some traction in the world. Because we have attraction to the world. And we model everything that we are doing based on the world standard versus what God is establishing. So he says, like those in the world, you follow the spirit ruler of the world. That he's the influencer in your life. He has a greater influence. He has a greater impact. He has a greater impression on your life still. Paul is trying to tell you something this morning, y'all. He's trying to tell you to be set free into the sublime. Set free into the bliss that is of God. Set into the joy, set into the hopes, set into the peace, set into the love that God has made available to us. When I think about the vastness of God's rich mercy, and the scripture talks about it, when I think about the love he has loved me with, when I think about how he has brought us all together in Christ, I have to count it all joy and get my praise on. I have to be available to him on Sundays and say, thank you, Lord. I got to do better because I can do better. You know, I always heard when you know better, you do better. When you know the potential that you have in Christ Jesus and know the benefits of knowing him and him knowing you and him dwelling on the inside of you, you do better. That's why I started out. I said, you know what? The sky is the limit. Somebody say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. All of that a preach. All of that a preach. That's preaching ground. When I think about how being once dead, but in 2023, I'm standing here alive in Christ Jesus. I'm no longer a dead man walking, but I'm alive, y'all. I'm alive in Christ Jesus. Christ has redeemed me. He has given me value. Christ wants to be productive in my life. And Christ wants to make certain that the purposes of God of my life is now being manifested in the world. We look at a lot of stuff going on in our society, y'all. And I wonder if any of you think how you can make a difference. Or do you just sit by and just leave that up to the politicians? Or do you sit there and let your vote decide which direction it's going to go? Well, I come by to tell you today that you have a purpose in all of this. And God's plan ought to be your purpose. Has he done anything for anybody up in here? Are you still your own maker and creator? Well, I come by to tell you, if God's spirit is not leading you and your spirit is still in control, yeah, some of y'all holding back right now, saying, I wish he gone on get through, because I just came through here to see if I can catch a little something. But I'm going right on back where I was. I'm settled with my life as it was in 2022. 2023 ain't got nothing to do, but I can get my income taxes. Or pay your income taxes. I'm trying to go somewhere, y'all, because I know this world is crazy right now. And if God's word is not the influencer, you ain't seen nothing yet. In your own personal life, if God's word is not having any kind of impact on your life, if it has no impression on your own personal life, then you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm thanking him right now, y'all, for his grace. I'm thanking him right now for his mercy. I'm thanking him right now because he's been good to me. And somebody say, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Well, why don't it work for me? Spirit, influence. Who's influencing your life? Somebody say, the wife and I had a little conversation the other day. Yeah, I'm going to call it to her. And we were talking about this idea about Xing, using this symbol X. And every Christian I know, in many instances, they frown. They just up and frown about, can't X Christ out of Christmas. And I think, how many of those people are Xing Christ out of their lives? Oh yeah, you all on it. Using Xmas. Oh, Christians are at the worst. They the main one. Well, you don't do that. You don't do that. Christ no longer has influence in the society. When you do that, Christ is losing his ground. When you do that, how about you? How about your life? Are you Xing him out of your life? Come to find out, when you do your research, as us who have matriculated have to do, when you do your research on stuff, you'll find out that Xing Christ out, that it's not necessarily Xing him out, it's Xing him in. What do you mean, Pastor? And I'm not suggesting that you take on this attitude, because everybody don't know that the X for many means Christian. Back in the day, those that were of the faith, they had to use the, they didn't have freedom of speech like you and I have in Rome. And back in the day, those individuals put their life on the line for Christ Jesus, because their life was in the loop, in the faith. And if they were caught with these big old crosses on their chests, if they were caught with any kinds of things that identified with Christ, they'll get their head chopped off. They're going to get their head chopped off. So what they did among themselves, they literally marked an X. And that was a Greek word that means Christian. We don't use the X anymore, y'all. Because none of y'all know no Greek. You ain't even thinking about no Greek. You don't even want to go there. But all of this stems from the Greek. And so before you start complaining about it, do your research. Dig deeper. Know more about who it is you're representing, so that you can do a better job at representing, so that you can X in your influence in a society that needs Christ. Whose spirit influenced your life? What spirit? Spirit of the world? Spirit of Facebook? Spirit of social media? The spirit of whatever? Spirit of celebrities? Whatever. Athletes? Spirit of pop cultures? Spirit of industry experts? What thought leaders are influencing your life? Bloggers, content creators, persons with impact, follow me, like me, and I'll become your influencer. If I get enough likes, I'll get paid by the world's standards, and then I'll I'll continue my influence in your life. And y'all, let's face it, Lil Ron Ron got half of y'all's stuff. Amen, lights. All of those influencers out there are speaking to you, and we just laugh, be happy, move on with the world's impact, not giving it a second thought. But it's influencing everything you say, our children. It's influencing your values. It's influencing every bit of who we are. Ooh, it's quiet up in here. I'm just trying to tell you, in 2023, one of the things you want to do is make sure who is the influencer of your life. Is Christ going to be that influence? Well, my challenge to you is that's a good place to be, or will the world continue to influence your life? If Christ's going to be the influence of your life, you need to know a little bit more about him. So that means you gotta be more conscientious, more intentional about reading about Jesus in the scriptures, and let him influence your life. In your worship experience, you got to be a little bit more intentional and let him influence your life. In serving others in 2023, you ought to be a little bit more intentional about letting God use you in this life. Following his teaching, you can't get his teaching unless you are a part of his life and he is a part of your life. Christ and me in 2023 simply means that I can do all things. I can get some stuff done. In Christ, you can get some stuff done in Christ. And you who are considering your own legacies and what you are leaving behind, are you satisfied with your influence on your family? They see you here and they see you there. They see the influence, They see your influence when you come go to church. And they see your influence when you come out of church. They see your impact that you're making. They see the impressions that you are making them. Y'all know the children paying attention? Half of them don't want to be here because your life is not influencing them. I hear one thing and I see another. Why are we doing this? Why? They value their time just like you value your time. Who are you preaching this morning in 2023? It all boils down. I got a whole year. If the Lord say the same. It all boils down to this, y'all. That God has redeemed. He'll take the good. He'll take the bad. And he'll take the ugly of our lives, and that he'll make us influencers for him. It's important, church, that you pay. If you're flying this banner, if you're concerned about Xing out, then you X in. you make sure that the things that you are doing is to influence others toward Christ. How many of you can receive that this morning? Listen. Only what's done for Christ will last. That's what 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 18 suggests. Only what's done for Christ will last. You want to have a lasting effect on your children's lives? Christ and me in 2023. They tired of seeing all of this hypocrisy. They want, one thing I love about young folk, they like real. They don't do fake very well. And when it comes to Christ, we've got to be real about the reality of who he is. You want to make an impact on your children's lives, a greater impact, leave a legacy of the faith for your children? You're concerned about their souls being saved? This same grace in Christ Jesus is available for them, but they got to turn toward him. The only way they can turn toward him is paying attention to what he's doing in your own life. And y'all, I don't know about y'all, but this thing is getting important. Somebody made a birthday today. Anybody made a birthday today? Nettie Ray. Y'all say happy birthday to Nettie Ray. Amen. Nettie Ray is coming around the mountain, y'all. And I can say that because I'm going to make one on the 3rd of January myself. And as I go, I have come to realize, y'all, that this thing is for real. And at this stage of the game, y'all, and I know I'm talking to an old crowd, this stage of the game, I'm concerned about what kind of impact I'm making on my children. I can't live that life. I have to somehow shift into what I want them to really get. Can't be one thing here and one thing there. There's a problem with that. That's the mixed signals. Come to realize, though, y'all, from that scripture, what's done for Christ will last. So I want to make a lasting impression, something that's going to get them through. When my money run out, They don't have no more to get from the inheritance, if you would. I want to give them the one who gave me an inheritance. I want to give them Christ. I want to make sure that they are solidly grounded and they understand that the Christ in me is my hope and my glory. And I can do all things. I can have hope in Christ who strengthens me. I am loved by the only one lover, and that's Christ. I can have peace in the midst of a chaotic society. I can kick back in Christ who strengthens me, who cares for me, who offers himself to me every step of my way. Song said, you may build great cathedrals, large or small, skyscrapers, grand and tall. Conquer all your failures of the past, but only what you do for Christ and with Christ will last. You may become the Jay-Z of tomorrow, have earthly power and fame. The world might be an impression by your great name. Soon the glory of this life will all be past, but only what you do for Christ is gonna last. Challenge you this morning. Will it be Christ and me in 2023? Or will I just continue to do what I do? Well, if you continue to do what you do, you're going to get what you get. But the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. There's no limitations what you can do if you choose Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let the church say amen.